What is this shift?
Shift is about to go down. Or come up.
Boom, shifties. Come up.
Shift is coming up and shift is going down.
Yep. Mixing all around. Falling down.
Two shift hit the fan. Today we have a unicorn deflating. Sad, sad unicorn and the tower.
The tower. That's
And
pretty.
two of cups as the hidden energy. Why is it blurry?
Power's pretty on par for that unicorn.
Yeah. This is the new Twitchy Witch,
Yeah, show the back. Show the back.
Mars Smith tarot deck. Oh, beautiful. Other than this card, it leaves more to the imagination. This is the only black card in the deck, which I think is awesome. And there's more for you to intuit and channel and interesting how blurry this camera. I switched it to my iPhone camera. See, the closer I get, the blurrier it gets. It only wants to focus on me, anyways.
Anyways, we just got to describe the cards.
Yeah.
Got the tower and the two of cups.
The tower, almost all black. A tower standing on top of a mountain, and it's all mount, I mean, it's all tower. The bottom is the mountain.
That a crown on top or a spaceship?
That is a crown on top. A crown flying off of the tower as if that was the top of the tower, and a lightning bolt struck it off, and fires coming out of the top. There's smoke on the top, there's clouds on the bottom. So this was a very high tower, it seems like. There are people that look way too big to be in that tower falling out of it. And yeah, and then it's all black, in the background. And then the two of cups, all white background, feminine and a masculine figure facing each other, each with a cup. I'd like to think it's an empty cup. So that they're coming to each other with no stories, just empty cups to receive each other. And then a lion with angel wings, a lion's head with angel wings, and then is that the medical serpents as the body? No serpents. It's like a candle holder. But that's what it reminded me of.
I think this is a some beautiful cards that we've got here for a lot of what's going on in people's lives. And I feel like we, in our discussion before this, we had some beautiful examples of how this comes about, especially in relationships. You know, the tower being this structure that's there, this formation, the overruling, overseeing structure that binds us to where we are. And as that crumbles, as that comes down and falls apart, it's like our cups get to have that opportunity to be empty, and we get this opportunity to come back together and form something new, learn more about each other, or create something different, create something more harmonious with each other. I've seen this in my own life quite a few times, of just getting to having my cup emptied, and having what structure I thought was there crumble down, and then I have to rebuild that and say, all right, I care about this. Let's restart. Let's look at this in a different way.
Something that came to mind in considering this and what we did talk about before, is that we forget, this is what's hidden from us, is that we're actually in a relationship with each other, all of us. There's nobody that that's not us. Thinking about like all the people that we're told, yeah, you need to get rid of all these people in your life. You need to shun this. You need to do this, to save your own sanity or whatever. That's coming with a cup full of garbage when you're meeting your this other part of you that also needs healing, that also needs to learn this harmony, because that's all it is. It's the masculine fighting with the feminine. I can't tell if this is a masculine and feminine as well in the tower. One of them has a crown, the one with his head upside down has a crown. Listen. But I mean, I think that's what's happening right now, is that we're learning. This is an opportunity. This is what's trying to happen. And what I keep thinking about is that, the message of this card is whatever's built up in ego is going to fall no matter what. Like every time we can't, the towers that we build in ego. So that's, what we would have if we brought a cup full of garbage to meet somebody else, to meet this other reflection of us. This supposed opposite of us. And but on the outside, what's happening in the world is is this, it looks like this big old disaster, this catastrophe. I mean, they're falling off of a mountain, out of a tower. It's very heavy, very significant, but it's a tower that needs to fall, in honor of this relationship being reconciled.
In this relationship, I think what you're referring to is our relationship with ourselves in a lot of ways, right?
Yeah. And it just
I
appears
think,
like it's relationship with others.
yeah. We have all these relationships with others, and we have these moments of strife, or moments of contention, moments of conflict, and a lot of times those can be healed by just coming back to self and saying, I don't really have a conflict. I don't, like, there's no real conflict between us. There's an inner conflict in me, and I'm projecting that onto you. I'm not listening to what you're saying. I'm not open enough to allow you to have a perspective, or to see in the way that you want to see. And as we tear down our own inner structure, our own tower, our own high hill, our high places that we think we see so clearly and think we can see in such a perfect light, or that we think we have the perfect perspective, or the right perspective, this idea of right and wrong, as we come and take that down and say, yeah, I enjoy my perspective, but there's also people standing in other towers, standing in other places, standing in other points of view. And I can't discredit what they are seeing and what they are feeling. And so I need to tear down my own structure and have a healing moment with myself, coming back to myself, so that I can see who I am truly and see who others are as well, and have that ability to be compassionate and loving towards somebody else and in their view.
Yeah, there's too much of that. Like, if you did this, you can't talk to me anymore. If you voted for so and so, you need to stay away from me. Just immediately blocking people out, when hearts can be changed, because we're so attached to our story being heard and understood, and we don't see that we're not hearing and understanding their side, their part of the story. We don't see how these stories are connected. We don't see, because we don't give ourselves that opportunity to have these conversations. I've been changed by conversations that I'm willing to have, the spaces that I'm willing to hold. And in that process, I change others as well. Because I'm not just trying to give them information. I'm willing to listen to what they have to say, no matter how much it charges me up or triggers me. I'm somebody that I've always said, well, not always, but for a long time I've said that I'm somebody that can hear and I love you in an F you, and I can turn anything into gold. Anything that you give to me, I can turn it into gold. I can hold it, and I can have it be heard, which creates a space for you to be able to hear what I have to say as well, because that's what communication is. It's, everybody's speaking their truth, and we have an opportunity to, I mean, we create the opportunity to have our truth be heard when we are willing to hear someone else's truth and know that that's true for them, that it doesn't have to be absolute truth for them. And it's that all truth is like a piece of a puzzle. Like, yeah, it's all true, and none of it is, right? So if we can approach these conversations with that, like, whatever is about to come to me is true, and it's just gonna, flow through me. I'm not gonna give any weight to that. I'm not gonna give any significance to that, to whatever's being said. I'm just hearing information. And if we can learn to do that with our own thoughts, with our intrusive and destructive and all this, it makes it easier. All our inner talk, it makes it easier for us to be able to do that with others, methinks.
Yeah, I think all truth, every perspective that we hold, every view that we hold is a truth. It's a reality that's created inside of our own mind. And so it holds a weight, it holds a meaning to it that we've given to it. And my friend and I were just having this discussion recently of Viktor Frankl's Man's Search for Meaning. And a lot of times we search for meaning out there as if like God has given us a direct meaning, or as if there is a meaning, a definite meaning to all things. And we often don't realize that that meaning is something that we have to create in our inside of ourselves. That's something that is a part of our creative aspect of who we are as humans. And so we can give weight, we can give that meaning, that, we can give that substance to anything that we want to. And we can select and choose what we actually give meaning to and what we really hold as something that matters to us or not. And I think sometimes we get anchored by these meanings that we have. We feel like we have some sort of validity inside of our, or so some sort of self-worth because of the meaning that we have given to something. And it becomes precious to us. But we forget that that's something that we've selected to be our anchor, something that we've selected to be our weight and to help define us. But that isn't necessarily us. That is, we are something much deeper than just the meaning, the thoughts, the feelings that we have inside of us. And when we can take those down and say, I still hold this as precious, I still hold this as something that I value, but I'm willing to take it down so that I can see something else and something different, we start to find our own inner true essence, our own being, our own real self-worth, something that's deeper than our definitions around us. But it takes a lot of practice to do that.
It is a dance.
It is a dance.
And if we're willing to step on some toes while we learn how to dance with the other, and just keep trying to learn how to dance, I mean, we're gonna create something beautiful. Harmonious, just learning to move together, no matter how extremely opposite that view is of ours. Because that's what
Gotta step on a lot of toes.
we're gonna be. I mean, that's what we're being distracted from. This tower that's falling is trying to distract us from what needs to happen, what we're trying to build together. And we've got to not be distracted by the scary look of this tower, this and remember humanity. Remember that it's another human that you're in front of. When you come with all of this garbage, you've dehumanized that person, and you're dehumanizing that part of yourself that's also capable of all this. If you had grown up with the same exact, circumstances with the same parents, the same time, whatever it was, if you had that identical life, you'd be doing the same thing, as they are. And again, it doesn't mean to put yourself in harmful situations, but you can do this mentally. You can do this from a distance. You can learn to hold whatever it is, all the worst parts about yourself, and not try to control and think that you're somebody better, not, think that you're above anything because of the whatever you were born into. That's me out there. That's a part of me that I have the full capacity to be, if I had been born under those same circumstances. And remember, it's a human that you're interacting with,
Yeah.
despite the evidence to the contrary. It is a human.
Yeah. And having compassion for others and compassion for our own self. The more we learn to have compassion for ourselves, the more we'll have compassion for others in a lot of ways. Just recently I was at a social gathering, and there was just so many people, and I got inside my head and I was like, I don't wanna I have nothing to anchor to here. I have nothing to like. I really don't enjoy this space of being. And so I first found a corner that I could just like sit down and watch from a distance. And then I was like, you know what? I'm good. I'm gonna head out of here. And someone's like, hey, we're about to start this event. And I was like, Yeah, I'm good. I'm heading home, and I had that struggle inside myself, but I said, you know what? I'm gonna honor this feeling. I'm gonna honor the thing that's inside of me. And I told them that, said, hey, it was just too much for me, and I'm gonna head home. And they honored that for me. But that I think had I stayed, maybe I would have grown. Maybe I would have toughened up a little bit or something like that. Or maybe I would have had this bitter feeling for a while of like, man, I just didn't like that, and I don't really want to go back. But for me, it was just that opportunity to say, no, what it's okay to have this. It's okay not to go. It's okay not to do this uncomfortable thing. And I found a sense of normal afterwards, and found myself again, and honored what was inside of me. And I think sometimes we look down on those moments where we think we're being weak, but sometimes those times of being weak is our strength. It's our body and our mind saying, "Hey, I love you enough to say, hey, let's go do something different. Let's change what's happening, because you don't have to be here. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to do anything in life." And so if sitting down on the couch and crocheting is better than being at a social gathering, cool, go do that. I think sometimes we get caught up in the ideas of what we should do, or what we should be, or what all the shoulds that we have to, the ways that we think we need to exist in life. And we forget that you can exist however you want to, just exist. Just be yourself. Find yourself. Tear down the shoulds. Tear down the towers, the oversight, the eyes inside your own walls. There's this beautiful song by an artist named Dune Moss. And she talks about the eyes inside her walls, the home that she built. And as I was thinking about that, and thinking about my own mind, and all the things that I do to watch myself inside my mind, and judge myself, and all of these things, I realized those are the eyes inside my walls. What would it be like if I lived a life without without these eyes inside my walls? What if I just acted and performed the way that I knew how to act, or wanted to act, or desired to act? Not in a terrible way where I'm mistreating others, but just, hey, I'm curious about this, or hey, I don't really want to go to that social gathering, or I want to go try this different activity, or this new career, or whatever it is, just followed my own interests. What if I just gave myself permission and stopped looking for the right and the wrong, those inner eyes that are judging everything about what I'm doing? What would that look like? And it just felt magical to think about that.
I'm really glad you put that in, because that is that, like, for me, that mental process, that I'm wanting to encourage, like, have also listened to that voice. We can do both. We can listen to the voice when it's telling us there's nothing for you in this situation, or there's danger, or there's something. Listen to that feeling. And mentally play the situation the way that you would want it to go. You can still do both. You can have your moment to yourself and imagine what, well, be grateful for that strong inner guidance system that took you home instead of in that situation. And imagine something amazing coming out of having stayed, if you had stayed, like you did, with that growth. Yeah, maybe there was growth there, maybe there wasn't. And I'm so glad I listened to myself, because that's going to keep us out of those dangerous situations. There are it, that's still real, that sometimes it's more harmful, and sometimes that's actually telling us, like, you really shouldn't be in this place and time right now. You really should be somewhere else. So I'm glad you put that in. Because I'm like all about, let's just hug everybody and rehumanize and learn to connect. And I don't always put that in. Also, listen to yourself. That's also real. That's also true. And so many people get into these situations where they are harmed because they didn't listen to that little voice, because they're trying to grow in a situation and trying to force themselves to be positive or whatever, and talking themselves out of like this bad feeling that they have in their stomach, the inner guidance system telling them like, you really shouldn't be here. So yeah.
Yeah, we think we're building this strength, this resilience, or being tough and whatever. But a lot of times I see that we're building kind of resentment, and we're building walls, and we're building structures around our inner self so that we can be tough. We can toughen the skin and be calloused and have a stronger structure for ourselves. But why is that necessary?
Yeah,
Why do you need that?
that's not what we're saying here.
You can exist and be soft, and that's okay. The world is, I think the world is evolving to a place where we don't need that tough shell anymore. And I think that's a beautiful place.
Yeah. It includes that tough shell of how we view others. I think that is the shell that would have somebody not listen to that inner guidance, the feeling like the vibe is off.
Cool. Well, that's what we got for you, shifties. Not gonna be the shift.
Do it. I dare you.
We love you. Take off your shell. Be a soft little lobster inside your cave. Sparkle and be magical and rainbowy.
Belly. The end.
The end. We love you all.
Love you. Cute. All right. Thanks for showing up, Brian.
That was
Let the shift hit the fan. Let the shift hit the fan.